thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flixster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello. Yeah, we're sending off our Flixster to see a great movie and we get them to come on and tell us all about it. JT here with the wonderful Grant Lee on a Friday. He loves Fridays, Mr. Lee, because usually he's having a day off. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it is usually, but as I keep saying to you, that's in confidence, I shouldn't be saying, because I don't want my boss to find out that I've got today off.
Well, yeah, you've been very good this year so far. You haven't missed many days. So I think it's great. Yeah. I'm very proud of you.
Well, that's my ambition for this year, is to not miss a podcast or miss too many days work. Now, before I go on, I'm actually surprised you are here, because you had a big night last night.
Oh, I did. Oh, I did a huge night.
You had
night.
A massive yeah. night.
Yep. Yeah, it was big. I didn't drink that much, Mr. Lee. I didn't drink that much. It was a pretty tame birthday, I've got to say.
It was a very tame birthday, but it must have been me who drank a lot of then, because I did wake up with a bit of a sore head this morning.
So. I told you to stop. Yeah. And you're like, just one more.
I kept saying, come on, have another. But it was a great night, so thank you. It was a good night.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
To spend your birthday. And for those who are playing at home, you need to listen to yesterday's podcast, because yesterday was JT's birthday. So
Another year older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another year older. Yeah. As we keep saying, not wiser, but just older.
Hanging out with Grant the Boozer Lee. It was good fun. No, you were very tame, Miss Lee. You were very tame. You always are. Yes, we're both very tame. We're both pretty lame drunks, aren't we?
We're getting old, that's why.
I'll have a water, thanks. Yes. All right. Well, let's talk movies and let's talk action movies. Are you a big Jason Statham fan, Mr. Lee?
I am, actually. I actually do like his movies. The Beekeeper is probably one of my all-time favourite Jason Statham movies. And then Spy, I actually really enjoyed that because it was a bit funny in that one. But did you know they're actually making a Beekeeper 2 movie?
Great. That's good.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Yeah. But, yeah, are you a Jason Statham fan?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm still like a more of a Liam Neeson type guy.
Yeah.
You know, but I do like Jason Statham. I think he's something about him, isn't it? Like he's just got this look of, you know, typical thriller action type movies. Yeah. He's rugged, you know, and no one messes with him. He can still kick butt, can't he? He's very good at that.
Oh, he certainly can. I wish I could be looking like that and kick butt, but no.
Don't beat yourself up, Mr. Lee. Don't beat yourself up. Okay. We don't judge in this podcast.
We don't.
While you compose yourself and, you know, grab your thoughts, we'll have a listen to the trailer and then we'll introduce our talk of Flixster to tell us all about Shelter.
Does the name Michael Mason ring any bells?
Mason isn't just an assassin.
He's a precision instrument. He was one of the first
of elite operatives.
Then what happened?
I bring you supplies week after week, yet you never leave here. Why is that? Most people just say thank you.
Don't ever come up here again.
We have a retinal match.
Send them.
What's happening?
Don't make a sound. Don't come out until I come for you.
Weapons free. Kill target on sight.
Alpha team, come in.
They're all gone.
These guys.
I'm up the reservation with baggage. You need to throw everything you've got at him.
Are they going to arrest you?
It's not the police I'm worried about. The people that are doing this broke the only rule that matters to them.
His profile's been altered.
Our target is not who we thought. I want him taken in alive.
I need a way out for her.
She's just a kid who was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Come on. Look at you. No country, no badge. You're gone.
Not gone. Unshackled.
Oh, yeah, it's Shelter, and to tell us all about it, oh, he is back by popular demand, Zane. Hello, my friend.
Hello, hello.
Now, we brought you back because you're so complimentary every single time you come on this podcast, and we need a compliment from you, mate, to get things underway.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this all week.
Oh, look at you go. Too good, Mr. Lee, right? We need this guy to come back every week.
Absolutely.
Just to stroke our egos. it's great to have you back, mate. Last week we had you off seeing Send Help, which was a cracker of a movie. And so we thought, well, we've gone from, and let's be honest, horror, probably not, more like comedy horror, to take you off to see a thriller, an action movie with Jason Statham. What did you think?
Awesome. Classic Jason Statham movie, the ultimate popcorn flick.
I like popcorn flicks. That's good. That's nice to hear. So can I ask, is it just like a typical Jason Statham movie, or, you know, like there's a lot of shooting, there's a lot of killings, there's a lot of action, he's running, he's, you know, was it like that?
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. It was, you know, had the cool big set pieces, car chases, explosions, lone wolf hero, all of that good stuff. But that's what makes it great. And it was very entertaining, to say the least.
That's why we like his movies, because of that reason. Yes.
It's a nice bit of escapism for a couple of hours, and that's what movies are all about.
So true. And can you, for those that haven't seen the movie yet and are thinking about going and seeing it, can you just give us a bit of a rundown on what we can expect with a bit of the storyline?
Former soldier, isolated, living alone. His past catches up to him, and then it's kind of a race to set things right, I guess, and protect someone he cares about.
Yeah, yeah. It's this young girl, right? Jessie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a happy accident how they meet, I guess.
Tell me, what was Bill Nye's character, Manfred, like, his Mason's former handler?
Oh, he's great. Cold and calculated, and a real spy master, I guess.
I like him. I like Bill. He's a good actor. He's just, I don't know, there's something about him. He could play anything and he would be good at it.
Absolutely.
And
tremendous amount of range.
Which character do you think you connected with the most? I'm guessing would be Jason Statham, right?
Honestly, I think it was Jesse.
Jesse? Okay. So how much of a role does Jesse have throughout the movie? I'm guessing it would be a fair bit, because that's Bodie Ray, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her role is kind of basically the catalyst for the whole movie, I guess. And her coming into the main character's life, Jason Statham's life, is what sets off the events in motion.
Yeah, so some of the events, can you tell us without giving spoilers?
It's kind of, everyone wants Jason Statham's character. The government wants him badly. And, you know, she's this person that's just kind of caught in the crossfire a little bit. And she kind of helps him reconnect with his humanity. And it's basically a race to keep her safe while also stopping the people that are after him.
Yeah, sounds very interesting. It sounds like something that I think most people would enjoy, and especially that type of action. So what was the sets actually like? You did comment before about a little bit about it, but the sets, were they, could you tell they were green screen, or were they real? Explain what they were like.
No, they didn't feel very green screen, especially the car chase on the farm. That was very cool. That was that felt very high octane and definitely not green screen.
Good. because I think, you know, sometimes you just don't realize how much green screen is used. And so it's good when you actually see them chasing and doing things like that, you can believe it and you go, yeah, I can see that. That's, yeah, especially if it's going down a famous street and, you know, it probably wouldn't be down Peel Street at Tamworth or the main street at Wagga. But, yeah, it's a good thing that you can tell that it's not real green screen, that is. Yeah.
Absolutely. Adds a little bit more excitement, especially in the setting, because the car chase was in a, you know, a bumpy road in a Scottish farm. So it was very cool.
And can you talk about the relationship with Mason and Jesse? So the two main characters. I believe that's quite strong, isn't it? And that's pretty much what you're following right throughout the film.
Absolutely, because he starts as the classic disconnected lone wanderer kind of character, and she kind of just falls into his life, I guess. And as the journey progresses, it's him discovering what it means to feel like a person again.
Gee. So in explaining that sort of thing, you can actually see him develop as a character whole through the movie and Jesse?
Absolutely. You know, his interactions were at first are quite short and blunt, and then as the story reaches its end, he displays quite a lot of emotion and care towards Jesse.
It is really good that you can see that happen, because you need people to evolve, don't you? In movies, you want to see them go from, you know, if they're hardcore or something, to, you know, okay, well, you know, this girl is, I'm trying to protect her, I'm trying to do something right. You want to see them have that a bit of emotion as well. So, yeah. So if you had to explain this to somebody, what the movie's about, what type of other movie would you say that it's more like?
It'd be more like, probably his last film, A Working Man, or even something like Homefront.
Yeah, yeah. I think it definitely sounds like Working Man in many ways, isn't it? Because in A Working Man, he goes to try and get back his boss's daughter from those human traffickers. Right. Yeah, so again, a pretty similar type of storyline. But when you look at it, like, do you find the storyline predictable? Like, is it predictable, or is there some twists?
I think it leans more into the predictable side, but it's the, you know, it's the classic hero's journey. So it's there's a couple twists and turns in there. But you can kind of sense what is going to happen, but it doesn't make it any less entertaining.
Which is really good. So tell me, if they had to write a book about this or make it into a TV show, could they do that?
I think it'd work really good as a TV show.
Mm. Yeah. Because, you know, how a lot of movies they do like this and then they go and make a series because it's so popular, people love it. And the series actually does quite well. So, and then they'll do another movie about it, and yeah, which is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. A series are a really cool way to kind of expand on the universe and dive deeper into backstory and those kinds of things. So series works really well for, I don't know, these types of movies.
And how about sound design, the soundtrack for you, Zane? Did it live up to expectation with that one?
Oh, very cool. Very cinematic. Lots of big booms. You know, when the action was on, it was almost deafening and core shaking, which is everything you need in an action movie.
Because it does make it, doesn't it? Sound, music, all that is part of a movie. And as we've said in the past, JT, you know, like they both work so well together, they complement each other.
Absolutely. Music and sound design make or break a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I wonder if there's a soundtrack that you can get for the movie. I'm sure
you'd be able to. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, most soundtracks are readily available. You could probably even bring it up on Spotify, Mr. Lee. You know, sorry for you, Apple Music.
Yes, I'm Apple.
It'd be very easily done. Yeah. So what do you think, Zane? Could we see a continuation of Shelter, maybe into a sequel?
No, I don't think so. They've tied it off nicely at the end. There wasn't really a lot of questions left, to be honest, which is good.
Well, that's interesting. Because you know how sometimes they don't.
Wrapped up quite nicely.
Well, good. That's what we want. We like things like that. And it is a big screen movie, of course, so you've got to see it on the big screen.
Absolutely. The you know, those big action moments with the sound, it's definitely something you've got to feel in a cinema.
So we've come to that time to ask that question. As I head over to the freezer, thank you. Oh, I got there a bit too quick. out of 5 Choc Tops, how many Choc Tops are you going to give Shelter?
I'm going to give it a solid 4 Choc Tops.
Mm.
Whoa.
It's good. That's good.
It's very good.
So Zane's a good scorer, isn't he? Great scorer. I mean, you know, like just, yeah.
But we must send him to good movies.
That's great. It's great, isn't it? I mean,
you guys have good taste.
Well, we do. That's, again, this guy's just so good, isn't he? He's just, you know.
Yeah. Now, before we go, I do have another question. You now need to give us the compliment because I've been waiting all podcasts. We need to have this compliment, please.
Oh, dear.
I live for these interactions with you two.
Oh, it's great.
They're the highlight of my week every time.
Mm, so good. So good.
That's so good.
We'll give you that one.
That's
good. We'll give you that one. Yeah.
We like that. You can come back anytime, Zane.
Speaking of Mr. Lee, what are we doing next week? What's our movie next week? Please tell me it's Wuthering Heights. I want to talk about that one.
No, it's not. You're it's kidding. Actually going to be Crime 101 with Chris Hemsworth. No, it looks really good.
No, it's Margot.
Yeah, I know.
Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Thank you, Zane. See, you and I think that way, right? And you got to play Scrooge over here, right, who wants to wreck it for all the lovers out there.
It's the season of love.
Somehow I think Wendy's going to have a real shit Valentine's Day. That's just the vibe I get.
Oh, yeah. She is. Yeah, she is.
Your wife, Wendy.
Can I just say, if I bought her flowers on Valentine's Day, she'd say, what's wrong? Because I don't do it. So,
just don't do it then.
She would think something's wrong. Yeah. If I bought them the next day, she would love it because that's what I normally do, but I don't buy them on Valentine's Day. So,
Well, all right. Well, I'm Wuthering Heights, Mr. Lee. Wuthering Heights for next week, okay? Go and make some changes.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do.
You won't, will you? And I can just see this now. No, come on.
I want to go see Crime 101 as well. So I don't want to go see Lover Dovey without my wife, and she won't come with me. So well, that'll be a bit awkward. Then. You take and I her. Go see it.
Be a romantic, Mr. Lee. Come on. All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there. We hope you enjoy your special day on Saturday. Go and see a movie because that's what you do when you do dating stuff, right? You go and see movies.
Correct. Mm. You do. And it's fun, isn't it?
It's great. I should have been playing some lovey music, shouldn't I? Hold on. Maybe I should switch the pace up. Do you reckon I should?
Have a bit of lovey dovey music. There you go. Yeah. That was very quick.
Yeah, it was great. I've got it on tap. I know. We should go.
I won't say anything.
Do you want to go?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, before this thing, things are getting a little bit weird.
They're very weird.
We haven't.
Very weird.
We haven't spoken about our relationship, Mr. Lee, so maybe it's now time to go. all right, we're going to go.
Too funny. Yeah. Okay.
Have a lovely weekend.
I'll see you next Thursday. Bye.
Happy V-Day, and we'll catch you next Thursday. Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.